All right, let's get into today's topic. Y'all gonna be mad today. Y'all gonna be heated today. So I just want to give a trigger warning, but I have something to say and I'm gonna say it. Some women are ruining the workplace. And you know, I understand there are people who will say, you know, I feel like black people are ruining the workplace. I feel like men are ruining the workplace. I feel like, you know, Asians, whatever, I feel like gay people, trans people, whatever it is, people have a right to their opinion, and I'm not finna get on here and say that you can't have your opinion about a certain topic. I'm always open and honest about who I am so that people can kind of tell me more about their preferences, what they like and what they don't like, and I make the decision to either surround myself with that person or just move around, you know, do something different. So some women in the workplace are making it miserable. Miserable to just simply make a living at a 9-to-5 W-2 type job. The backbiting, unnecessary cattiness, won't let things go. And most importantly, just this like fascination, this like obsession with wanting to be right. Always wanting to be right, no matter what it is. Like some women will sit there in the workplace and argue with you simply to just prove that they're right, to prove a point. We have all these different metrics and goals we need to meet in the workplace. And here they are, in your face, via email, whatever it is, arguing with you, CCing your manager, trying to get, you know, people involved that don't need to be involved, that are not going to help us meet our goals, meet our metrics. And that's the type of behavior I'm talking about. Like, where does that come from? Why do y'all need to behave that way? Y'all do realize that people are out here, they're working to make a living, to take care of their families, their children. Work is not a game. So when you do that stuff, you're playing with their lives, and then you wonder why you get the consequences you get. You wonder why people go to the workplace after they've been fired and do what they do, because you're playing with people's lives. And this is real out here. This is real. This is not a game. You may think it's a game. You may have time to waste, and you may have somebody backing you up financially and whatnot, but a lot of us don't. We are all we have. So think about that when y'all start to play these email games back and forth, and just, you're not going to tell me, I'm going to tell you. You know, so it's too much. And a lot of straight men, because, you know, openly gay men here, always honest about it, a lot of straight men, they feel like we are lucky, like society embraces us as gay people. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but that's not true. Like when they walk around thinking that corporations and movies and whatnot, they want gay people included, and they're pushing it forward, but we still experience hardships just like any other straight man, especially in the workplace. We still have to deal with women on that level. And when I was growing up, I wanted to be straight so bad, man. Like, I just did anything in my power to try to fit in, to be straight. And now that I'm older, I don't want to be straight. Like, I don't envy y'all at all, because y'all have to deal with women. Y'all have to deal with their attitudes and their bossiness and their belittling of you. Y'all have to deal with that boss, babe, mouth attitude. Y'all have to deal with all that. And I can't imagine doing that for the rest of my life, you know? Me and my husband, we're cool. We vibe. There's peace in this house. We're not always fighting for power. There is no power struggle. We just two people. It's a ease and a flow. Ebb and flow. That's what it is in this household. Ain't no power struggle. Ain't no you over me, I'm over you. It's not like that at all. So I don't envy you straight men, and I kind of understand why you're going your own way, because it's hard. Like, how can you build and reach goals and you know create a better life for yourself when you're busy fighting all the time? You know, a lot of women, they don't know how to comply. They don't know how to get in line with the man. They don't know how to work with the man. They don't know how to do it anymore. It's not hard. Simply be quiet. If it's not going to get you to the desired destination, what's the point in fighting about the steps? And who did what and who did this and who didn't do? What's the point? How can we move on? How can we reach this goal? My husband and I were talking about this morning, and he's going to be an engineer. He's almost done in chemical engineering. And you know how they're pushing for women to be in certain industries, science, tech, they're pushing for women to be there. And I noticed these women have attitudes, like they're very entitled. The ones that are in these programs, they have attitudes, they're entitled. And they will say stuff like, for example, you could have a man working on a project. If he feels like he can't do something or he's making an error, my husband says a woman in that industry will come up to him and, you know, just belittle him. You know, basically saying he's not a man because he can't do certain, you know, tasks or he doesn't know how to do something and she knows how to do it. Now, if the roles were reversed and a man called a woman out on the job, guess what? He's getting sued. He's getting fired. There will be consequences and repercussions behind that. But as a man, gay or straight, you can't say nothing. You just have to sit there and take the emotional and mental abuse from women. There are women on the job right now that I work with that cuss, that raise their voice, that are belligerent, that are loud, that don't get along with people, don't know how to work with people. And guess what? They still got a job. They still get a paycheck. But if, as a man, if I do that, if I'm loud, if I'm cussing people out, if I'm not a good team member, you think I'm going to have a job? At my last place of employment, I kid you not, a woman, my supervisor, let me go because she told me that I was an angry black man. And I was like, you crazy. Like, the reason why I got angry was because you were unprofessional. You knew I was training. You knew I had just started. So why would you have me host a call with a very important client when I'm just training? I don't know what I'm doing. So what she did was she sabotaged. I cannot talk today. She sabotaged my career there, and I ended up leaving. You know, so they play little games in the workplace. They play little mind games, little emotional games, and I just don't have time for it. Excuse me. I don't have time for it. And that's why my mission in life is to be my own boss. Because I'm telling you right now, whenever I go to medical school and become a physician, I'm opening up my own clinic, my own practice, and I'm not dealing with people like that. You'll get fired on a Friday. Would love to do it. Fire you on a Friday for your attitude, for your loud mouth, for your personality. I'll fire you in a minute. You know, that's just how I feel about it. So that's where I want to be in my life. I'm tired of working as a W-2 employee. I need to own my own destiny. I need to control my own destiny. Because I can't make money around certain types of people. I can't have peace around certain types of people, and they need to go. But the biggest problem is the jobs, they don't see that. Like, they allow this stuff to continue. And I don't get it. So I'm not going to stick around and try to get it. I'm just going to leave. Waiting for my husband to finish his degree plan so I can leave. Finally go to medical school because I'm over it. I'm over it. Straight men, I do not envy you. Used to, I do not anymore. Gay men out there, because every gay man ain't flamboyant. Every gay man, I'm not the most masculine one. But every one of us, we're not out here, you know, trying to be buddy-buddy with women like that. Like, I have good female friends, but they're chill. They're cool. They're not on this boss babe attitude. You're not going to tell me, I'm going to tell you type of trick. You know, that's not them. So, yeah, man, I'm about to go back to it, but I just had to come on here and talk about that because I know a lot of men are struggling out here. Like, a lot of men, we're trying to make a living, but some of these women are making the workplace a nightmare. And they're making you go crazy. They're making you go crazy. Just hang in there, you know, try to move around, if you don't have a YouTube channel, man, create you a YouTube channel. I've been telling y'all for the longest that using your life, your personal data, that's the future of work. The 9-to-5 is going to phase out. People don't want to come to the office, including myself. They don't want to deal with other people, and companies want to save money. So, you know, create your social media presence to try to bring money to you, because that's going to be the new 9-to-5. Stuff for the birds, man. This stuff is for the birds. Anyhow, I got to go. Happy Friday. Enjoy y'all weekend. But yes, try not to go crazy. Get this money. Peace.